Engaging young people, particularly teens, in the arts is a bit of a challenge. The Art Gallery of South Australia has taken the task of breaking down the perceptions that spaces like art galleries are stuffy and designed for older people. Regular teen-focused events called Neo bring hundreds of teens into the space, letting them take over and enjoy visual arts, hands-on workshops and performances. Ideas for the events are generated by a youth advisory committee made up of 27 young people aged between 13 and 17 years. Dine and Bonnie, two members of the committee, and teen programs manager Celeste Aldan joined me to talk about how they got involved.
I went to the gallery a lot, so, like, you know, they have all kind of, like, advertisements there.
How about yourself, Bonnie?
I didn't actually hear about Neo first. I heard about the committee first, so I just decided to sign up for it.
Did you have to apply for it?
Yeah, we had to write an application, and then we sent it in, and then we attended an interview in December, and then our first meeting was in February.
Why is it that you're keen on this?
Actually, like, we get a lot of artistic teens around, and yeah, it's interesting. Like, I get to know, like, a lot of new people that, you know, share the same kind of hobbies with me. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
And how about you, Bonnie?
Kind of the same. Like, I wanted to meet new people, and I'm also quite interested in art. And when I heard about a youth committee, I thought that was kind of exciting because, I don't know about you, but I kind of see the art gallery as something for adults. Like, it's very mature. So for teens to get their voices heard by the art gallery, I thought that was a really good idea, I guess. So I wanted to be a part of that.
Has being on the committee changed your feeling about that accessibility for the art gallery?
Yeah, I think so. I think for the fact that teens can have, like, a whole art gallery to themselves, it's really important, I guess.
Did the committee get consulted on the types of things that are going to happen at the teen takeover?
Yes, definitely. We pretty much decided on everything that was going to happen, I guess.
Cool. What are you most excited about?
Like, the performance, and for my, like, visual study, I have to, you know, do stuff about installation art. The events have a lot of art stuff that you can participate in. So yeah, it will be like a really good source for my study.
So it offers inspiration as well as entertainment.
Yeah.
I quite like watching live performance, so the bands and circus acts, I think that would be really good to see.
Celeste, when you get together a group to discuss these bright ideas, are there parameters, or are you just saying, hey, tell me what you like?
There are quite a few parameters to working in the art gallery, obviously, because we do have a great collection and important artworks on display that we have to negotiate, you know, what we have on offer in what spaces. But I think it's important that we start with a big circle and work our way down, like, what's our ideal vision? Okay, so what is possible within those ideas? And if things about them are still not working, how can we refine the ideas to make them work within our parameters. So I don't want to say to anybody, like, these are the rules. I want everyone to have as crazy ideas as they can have, and then we can, you know, bring it down to make it work for the audience, for the event, and for the space that it's in. And I think that that's, you know, really important.
What's been the most surprising suggestion that's come through that board?
There's been some really great ideas. I guess not surprising, but it's really encouraging when the committee come up with ideas that's really connecting their ideas to why the art gallery exists and what it kind of contains. So that's really encouraging and quite amazing. You know, Dine himself has come up with some ideas for future events and artists that could work with us during, you know, Sala, for example. They see the bigger picture, and that's really encouraging.
When you've wandered around the art gallery recently, what is it that really talks to you?
For me, it's probably the gallery with all the old paintings, I guess. I don't know. I just kind of prefer classical art to modern art.
So you like digging into the art history?
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
When you go back to your school and you tell your peers or your friends, you know, this is something you're doing, how are they reacting to that?
A lot of my friends seem quite excited about it. Like, they said, oh, yeah, we'll go to that because, I don't know, I guess they found it interesting.
Cool. How about you?
They're not really impressed much, like, honestly. My cousin's coming along, but I'm not really sure about my friends, but yeah.
Yeah, cool. Celeste, you're expecting several hundred
definitely.
Young people yeah. to come in the doors.
Yeah.
Is that consistent across all of the events?
I guess NEO over the last 2 years has had a few restrictions at a lot of its events where it's run concurrently with other general public events at the art gallery, which has meant that we've had limited space and we've had limited capacity. Going forward, NEO will always have exclusive access on Saturday nights, and we're really hoping that, yeah, we have consistent numbers because, you know, the program's presented for free thanks to the Balnaves Foundation, and it's really great for as many young people as possible to experience such a, you know, awesome opportunity with access to lots of different creative fields.
NEO is giving you a night out, something specific for young people, high school people. Are there a lot of other things out that offer that?
Not really that I've seen, like, apart from events at school. Like, NEO is really the only teen event that I've seen recently, yeah. I guess.
Georgia and Diane, they're students, and Celeste, Teen Programs Officer at the Art Gallery of South Australia, speaking about engaging teens in art. The next NEO Teen Takeover is on 11th of August, and you can find a link to more information on The Wire's website.